I said in the title or the subject of the email, notice. I purposely put the word in there. And then on May 16th, Wednesday, May 16th, at 4:49 in the afternoon, I sent out another email, and there was a hint on this email. In the subject line, it said alert. And what this said was, the key thing that it said in the email was that there was damage in Los Alamitos, La Palma, and Huntington Beach, that Los Alamitos RACES had been activated. That was a key paragraph in this email. And that there's no major issues known in South County at this time. But what Wayne had told us was, and we were tested on this during the La Palma drill that he came up with, was if you have been at a Sal 1 level and you get wind that any other locality has been mobilized, like Los Alamitos and La Palma, okay, if that occurs, or in our case, if we hear that Tri-City RACES is activated, or we hear that Laguna Niguel is activated, we immediately automatically go to a level 2. Okay? So, since that's the case, then as you can see on slide 67, there's an arrow, and he's saying fill in some dates. Okay? And the date and time is the date and time of this email dated May 16th. So if this is what I was thinking when I sent out the email, is for you to log in at Sal 2, the year, month, day, again, and the time. And it said anywhere ACS. Okay, La Palma. That's what you put in on the form, given the email that we got. Okay. So we're at a Sal 2 level. That's an alert that, hey, it's for real. There's very good likelihood that there's going to be more damage in Orange County. And it's just a matter of time before we find out that Mission Viejo needs our help. Okay, looking at slide 68, again, we haven't been activated according to Golden Guardian yet, so don't think about line A1. You already filled in the lines 3, 4, 5, and 6. The only thing that you're putting in now is the nature of the incident. Okay, it was an earthquake. And that's what I think Wayne was talking about in filling out section B1. Now, down again at section D, the way that the Golden Guardian occurred, and it's also the way that I choreographed the SCT, is you weren't given the frequencies for our section D to fill out. You weren't given that until the Field Incident Action Plan briefing. Actually, it's when I handed it out. But at that point, you were given that information. So that was after you actually had been given permission to activate. Okay, slide 69, just showing examples of entries. There was the Sal 1 activation, now we're at Sal 2. And notice that at Sal 2, hey, if you haven't done it already, the VSI should be done. Log it in. Now, on slide 70 is level Sal 3. Sal 3 is standby. Now, the concept of Sal 3 is heads up, Mission Viejo needs you. It's explicit. So let's take a look at the next email. It's the one dated May 17th, Thursday, May 17th at 10:32 in the evening. And in the subject line, I intentionally said, Michigan Golden Guardian standby, aftershocks from the earthquake. So there are aftershocks occurring, and guess what? They're affecting South County. And the key thing that it says a lot about, it's rumored that some sections of the city are completely without power. Power is out at the community center and the Sierra Recreation Center and so forth. The building and safety has just completed a safety check. Okay, so you can see it's building now. It's escalating. Mitch Viejo is checking things out. They're seeing things are wrong. Now, this text that was used in this email was actually what the city used in their scenario verbiage for them to practice Golden Guardian and when they activated the EOC. Okay, so that's where that came from. But the key thing is it says OC Races is now active. Mission Viejo Incident Commander Paul is putting all volunteer Mission Viejo Races areas members on standby Sal 3 status immediately. Okay, so there. So please log in on your form the date and time of this email because this is when you went to level 3. It says also here in the last paragraph, Mission Viejo Races areas will have, future tense, will have a resource net on Saturday. So we haven't activated the resource net. Again, it's kind of going gradual, but we anticipate it is because the drill was on Saturday. But we're anticipating we're going to have a resource net at 07:30 on Saturday morning. So this is, and it would be on the normal frequency. So at this point, you now can put in on D1 the information about the resource net because you were given it. Okay, everybody with me thus far? Okay. We're now on slide 70. Now moving on. Slide 71 is showing again examples of entries as we go forward. Now in the class that we're going to have after the first of the year on the 214, these would be kind of entries that you keep in a spiral notebook. And we'll talk more about that later. Okay, now we're at slide 72. Okay, slide 72 is Sal 4, stage. Okay. Now, now you have to look at the next form that I handed out, which is it's basically by call sign the assignments. Now, just between you and me, this was from the set rather than Golden Guardian, but I reprinted it saying Golden Guardian for May 19th. But this was the way that I organized the exercise. Okay? And so, again, stage is you have been given permission to go stage. You've been given permission to join the travel net and get stage close to the incident. So, now, the level three time, or at least on this sheet, the standby was actually at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock was standby for SAL 3. But more importantly, SAL 4, which is what we're talking about now, of staging or leaving your home to come to the EOC, what you need to do is you know that the date is May 19th. Look for your call sign, and under Resource Net Control Station, you'll see in red a time. That is the time that you put in for SAL 4. Because that is the time when I as Resource Net Control said, for example, for George, I called him up on the frequency and I said, okay, your mobilization code is 10-008 and you're authorized to go stage at the EOC. Or in other words, and now please QSY over to the travel net.
What is 10-008?
What?
10-008.
It's just arbitrary number.
It's okay.
Arbitrary number.
So I'm thinking about what,
yeah.
Is there, I was looking
yeah.
for like...
Everybody, I just arbitrarily assigned everybody a different number. Okay.
A 10 code.
Just way of tracking.
Yeah, a 10 code.
Just tracking somebody to a number.
No. 10 code, buddy. CV, buddy. Anyway, so when you're filling out the log for slide 72, SAL 4, look on this sheet, which is one of the handouts, and you'll see by your call sign a red time, and log that in. RUZ, it would be 820. Now, how were these times established? I had to try to mobilize the person furthest out, which was you, George, to get in your car and start moving first.
I'm actually furthest east, I think. East or north?
Yeah.
East, I think.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, you'd just come in from a business trip and you didn't mobilize fast.
Yeah, that's why I got diverted to LAX and got home about 3. So.
Yeah, you got home at 3. And so you're blurry-eyed trying to get going again. But that was the way it was supposed to happen. How are we doing? Well, 8 o'clock, gosh. We're humming along, we'll make it. Okay, everybody follow what has gone on as far as filling out this mobilization checklist, the backside. For the different cell levels, cells 1 through 4. Everybody okay? Okay, then moving on to slide 73, this is merely an example of some entries that you would have probably made. The items that are of significance at this point are 0900. Now these times don't match up with the Golden Guardian, obviously. But you can see 0900. There was an entry for going from cell 3 to cell 4, and jotted down what the M code was, the mobilization code. And there was instructions where to stage. In this case, it was Great Parks, whatever it is. For us, it was stage at the EOC for Golden Guardian. At 9:15, advise resource net control,